Tony, tell me about how things are, the new regime here. Obviously, there's a new ownership, but on a day-to-day basis, I imagine you're dealing mostly with John Williams, is that right?
Yeah, John has sort of like taken control of the reins. You know, it's been a difficult period, and it's been a difficult, you know, for 22 months that I've been here. And I think it's been nothing but, you know, trying to keep the boat pointing in the right direction and keep things going. And we've done that. You know, we needed to. And Jeremy has always had that and been very open and very honest that he wanted to sell the football club. You know, I'm disappointed that it's been done so late in the window, but, you know, that's nobody's fault. So, you know, we have 2 weeks to really try and revamp the squad, and we need to get younger, fresher players in.
You always said about Jeremy Peace when we sat in this room, and I'll paraphrase, you might not always see eye to eye with him, but at least he's always straight with you. No, you'll be wanting that with these new owners.
He's been straight. He's wanted to sell the club, you know, and he's not wanted to do anything else. He's not really wanted to do anything, but he thinks his time, or he thought his time was up. He'd worked hard enough to try and get, you know, the club right, and his time has come and gone. And you know, my job was to keep the club in the Premier League at the level of expense he was prepared to pay. Tough job, and
but you did it.
Something that you know, I enjoy doing. Mm. I enjoy those challenges.
Will it help to have John Williams there? Because obviously the new owners are, firstly, come halfway out of the will, and secondly, they are new to football. John Williams is neither of those things. He's been around the block several times with Blackburn and others. That must help, surely.
No, John's a good lad. I've been impressed with him. He's been very front foot, very proactive, and you know, he's out there trying to get me some players because we need them.
Well, I was going to come to that. Every manager I've ever met wants new players. You need them right now, don't you?
Yeah, I've sat back. People have said we need one or two. Well, we don't. We need at least five players. Mm. You know, we need to bring in five players immediately for us to be strong enough to compete this year. And, you know, that has to be done. The players here are waiting for him. The supporters are waiting for him. I think the club needs a lift. I think Jeremy's left now. We've got new Chinese owners. I don't think, you know, I've heard people say they're going to spend billions and it's going to be this, that. I don't think they have that in their minds at all. I think they want to run it on the model that's being run on. They'll most probably be a little bit more flexible to do stuff. But I just make sure everybody understands that my initial chat with them and what Jeremy has told me, you know, the other directors, is that they want to try and keep it on a very, very sound, you know, footing, and they are not going to throw money at it willy-nilly.
Five players not to develop, five players who would be ready to start a Premier League game.
We've got three outstanding players in the group as it is. You know, Sam Fields, I'm just trying to think about Lico, and our man Wade Wilson have been absolutely fantastic. You know, the three of them have been in the group all pre-season. I've been really, really impressed with them, and they've got bright futures at this football club. Now, what we need five players who are going to come in and make a difference in the first team. We need almost half a team, and then, you know, that gives you the opportunity, this chance then to shake the dust down. There's been a lot of players here for a long time, and competition has to become greater, and we have to make it a greater competition. It's not been the case over the past couple of years, and people do get complacent if there's not competition.
In your dealings with the new owners so far, do they get the measure of the challenge? Because you're laying it very clear to everybody here this morning, the size of the challenge ahead. Do they get it?
I'm not sure whether they do or whether they don't, because I didn't have enough time with them. The only thing is, the time that I've had with Mr. Lai, he's a lovely fella. Mm. He seems very, very enthusiastic. I think John will be his eyes and ears. And that, you know, they will, you know, obviously they've paid an enormous amount of money to get this club. So they'll want to keep an eye on it, and I'm sure they'll want to try and progress it.
Is that sensible, if I can use that word, approach to finances going to be sustainable in the Premier League, given that, you know, even the prices have gone up even from 12 months ago? There are prices being quoted now that would have been unthinkable 12 months ago.
Well, there's more money coming into the club now than what there's ever been, and I think that's reflected in respect of the You know, more money comes in. Who does it go to? It goes to the players, trying to sign players. Their fees go up, their wages go up. And then just to top it off, the agents take more of a cut. And so all the cream off the cake, really, is taken away by that those top three items that I've just mentioned.
With twice as much money, you sign not twice as many players, but the same players for twice as much money.
Well, it's very difficult, actually, for a person who's been in the game a long time to accept that players are being touted around for the fees that they are at the moment. But it's, you know, it's the market, and if we want to be in this game, then, you know, you have to pay.
Quick questions. James Chester won't be a success in the Championship again, in your view?
I hope so. He's a great lad. He's been fantastic. He hasn't played the games that he's wanted to play, but he's been a fantastic lad around the place. It's a great deal. You know, like I say, we're making almost £2 million. Mm. And James, you know, is going to play regular football. So after a year, you know, it's a £2 million turnover and profit for us. And James gets the opportunity to play in the Championship. And, you know, he's a person who just wants to play football. He's an old-fashioned, I want to play every week footballer.
You're going to play.
You got it.
So Saida Berahino will not go unless?
No, we've got to get someone in. If we've got to do that first. We can't have a situation where it's just Solomon and Ricky. You know, we've obviously lost Victor from last year and Cess. So, you know, we're light at the top end of the pitch.
And Tony Pulis will not go anywhere.
No, I want to see this through for as long as I can, and then we'll go from there. You know, I've got a year left on my contract. I'm more concerned about trying to get the players in, try and get the club moving forward again, and look after the... You know, the supporters, who are fantastic. You know, you take stick, you're there and everywhere, everybody does. But they're a fantastic group of supporters, and they're very passionate, very proud of this football club.